It's the Morning Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH. Newsman Steve Alexander has the report coming up.
On a livestock operation, no 2 days are the same, from the weather to those to-dos that need to be to-dones. You should expect the unexpected. Case IH helps with equipment that's durable, versatile, and highly efficient, like our Maxim tractors, available in 5 models with 3 transmission options, plus over 150 easy-to-switch attachments, because even though you got through today, there's always tomorrow. Case IH. Rethink productivity. More at caseih.com/livestock.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
And now here's Steve.
Thank you, Max. I am here because Max is in Des Moines, Iowa for the World Pork Expo. He's covering it for his TV show, This Week in Agribusiness, and he reports that a U.S. Department of Agriculture official spoke to Pork Association leaders yesterday, reassuring them that he and his colleagues at the USDA fully understand the importance of trade to America's pork producers. Undersecretary of Agriculture Greg Iabaugh said that they fully recognize at USDA the anxiety that the pork industry is going through now with the trade retaliation against our pork exports. This week, Mexico, our number one pork customer, announced tariffs of up to $3 billion. Max points out this is big business. Just over one quarter of all the pork produced in the United States is exported. How about this for a job? Deliberately crashing cars, pickups, and tractor trailers into highway guardrails and barriers at speeds of over 60 miles an hour. And that's what's going on at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln as engineers work on developing a new type of guardrail that is designed to buckle under a vehicle's force and bring a runaway vehicle to a relatively safe stop. You know, we hear a lot in the news every day about how a lack of integrity has resulted in unfortunate actions by all sorts of people, ranging from politicians to athletes to entertainers. But an abundance of integrity is why a high school senior is making news. Kate Winja finished first overall in the South Dakota State Championship Golf Tournament, the second year in a row that she had the low score, and her team won the title, too. But then she realized she had made an error on her scorecard, and knowing what the result would be if she reported it, she reported it. She was disqualified. Her team had to settle for a second-place finish, but wow, do I admire her honesty. So what's a private lunch with Warren Buffett worth? How about $3.3 million? The lunch was auctioned off on eBay with money going to charity, and an anonymous bidder sealed the deal at $3.3 million. That's a little short of the record, $3.45 million paid 2 years ago for lunch with Mr. Buffett, who has been offering the lunch for the past 18 years. That's your Mid... You know, I wonder if Mr. Buffett will take the winner to a buffet. That's your Midwest Digest for Max Armstrong. I'm Steve Alexander.